All right, guys, welcome back. This is episode 2.
Dose,
guys. So, I'm Jeff Nadal.
ODB, a.k.a. Otis Bird.
Man, take me back, man. How was that first episode? How did it make you feel?
Actually, I went home. I had to change my diaper. No, I'm kidding. It was fun, you know? It was like anything that you do for the first time. How about you? How'd you feel?
You know what? It was smooth.
Yeah?
It was real smooth. I felt natural. I feel like we've been doing this for a while, and that was our first one.
Like a nice glass of, like, Johnny Walker or something, right?
I mean, I was going to say some Oreos and milk, but...
Okay. He's still growing into this, you know? He likes margaritas still, by the way. Hey. Like, that's his go-to drink, so...
Send me a margarita, we good.
Hey,
that's my choice of drink.
That's my first sponsor, margarita or Oreo or something like that.
Jose right? Cuervo, get out of this, man. Stop playing.
I'm down with that, man. So talk to us, man. So second episode. You know what we're trying to accomplish. Right? We know what we're trying to accomplish.
Indeed.
Can you tell the audience, can you tell the people that's watching, what are we trying to accomplish?
Man, we're just trying to show you guys what it means to have an alpha mentality in life. And I think in the first episode, we focused a lot on trying to define what that really means, trying to explain to you who we're trying to target, what audience are trying to target. I think today, you know, we're going to try to really let you guys know what alpha mentality is in its definition form to us, how it can provide value to your life, and maybe some key points that'll really, you know, hone in on the people, right?
Yeah, that's good. Because I think every episode was going to be pretty cool is that we'll always have an opportunity to redefine what an alpha mentality is because it has so many different applications. And I know we're super redundant with that, right? It's kind of like clickbait right now.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that we're going to be able to break that down, right? So again, from the last episode, right, until now, right, let's try to get you to get consistent and me get consistent with alpha mentality. So what is it to you and what are we trying to capture our audience with?
I mean, one of the things I hit on most last episode was alpha mentality to me is never being satisfied in life, whatever it is you choose to do.
That's true. And it really is. I'm looking at Kobe Bryant on the wall here, right? That's his idol. And one of these days we'll let you in on this legendary photo over here. There's a lot of meaning in this. But I think with alpha mentality, you know, from the last time that we started this conversation, it's going to evolve, right? Because we're going to like heat the topic up. We're going to heat the conversation up, right? And I think that when we do focus on alpha mentality, there's... So alpha mentality, like it's so cliche, but I want you all to like break this down into two different words, right? The first word being what?
Alpha.
Okay. And then the last word being mentality, right? So you can dominate in one of them and both of them, you know, uniquely, like they have their own definition, but when you put them together, then they bring on a new different life, right? In fact, you know, I took some notes because, you know, Jeff and I, we were discussing this off camera a lot, right? So alpha is like, what does alpha mean to you? Because it can mean like it could take on many different languages. Like, what's alpha to you?
So it's funny because when you and me actually talked about what alpha was, the first thing that came to us was dominant.
Dominate. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Right? We're very competitive by nature. So when you think alpha, like something that's going to lead, something that's going to dominate its competition. I think of Kobe all the time, right?
Yeah.
Killer's mentality. So that's what I think about when I think
alpha. Yeah, that dude is an absolute freaking killer, right? Indeed. Rest in peace to that champion. And he's definitely left a legacy of people who want to have a mentality, you know, like a Mamba mentality, right?
Right.
But so I agree. I think alpha is something that is, to me, is... it's the beginning or it's the dominant one, right? You know, so you have to really break down what we're trying to get you guys accomplished because, you know, this is a show that's created, you know, by regular people for the needs of regular people to be, you know, essential in what we're trying to accomplish. Right. So alpha, dominant. Right. And then mentality. What's mentality mean?
Mentality is how you apply that alpha every single day. Like if you don't have the mentality to do it, it doesn't work. Right. And I think that's what we're going to really dive into today is how do those two coexist? How do you truly get the alpha mentality in life?
That's true. You know, I was listening to another podcast lately and somebody broke down like a term that I never really paid attention to. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about like show business and there's sides to both of them. And, you know, you can't have show without the business and business without the showmanship. Yeah. And I think that when you come to alpha mentality, if you have alpha, what people most of the time do is agree or disagree is that you know, we so focus and we concentrate on domination that we bruise people along the way and we burn bridges, you know, unnecessarily sometimes. So like you have that, right? But then when you have the mentality, that's more of the mindset, right?
So I kind of want to stop you right there, because let's say, what about the kind of person that has the mentality but not the alpha part? How does that work?
That's the yin without the yang. That's a good question, man. I don't, you know, to be honest, I think that is that's the whole combination of it, right? Because it's talking about, like, what we want to talk about and bring light to is, how do you win in all areas? And how you win in all areas is your mentality, right? I mean, obviously everybody wants to finish at the top of the mountain. They want to finish, you know.
Well, not everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Not everybody.
Well, whenever you start something, right, you should initially start strong so that you can finish strong, right? But I think that the mentality that, you know, that you're going to, that's going to make you up on a daily basis, I think that that's something that we're going to be touching a lot of topics on, right? And that can be, you know, you're killing it at your job, right? You're the number one firefighter or police officer or, you know, moms, right? You know, I know a lot of our audience is going to cater to the women because, you know, women, they have such like a dominating personality. I'm sorry, like my characteristics. Yeah, yeah, she does. She does. My wife, listen, when we first met, dog, oh my God. Dude, you know how, like, when you meet, you know, it's like dating and all of that? Funny story. We were playing pool and she says, I say, hey, let's play pool. You know, the winner gets a kiss or something like that, right? I was trying to, you know, my little debonair side of me, trying to be, you know, cool. And we get on the pool table.
You guys got on the pool table or you guys played pool?
I mean, that was later on, but we started playing pool, and I tell you, she focused in. She was kicking my butt, dude. I was like, what the hell? I had to, like really, like, start kind of halfway cheating a little bit, right? Like, oh, my God, right? But anyways, I was getting sucked into a tangent. But I think a lot of our audience is going to cater to people like that, right? So I think some of the things that we want to touch on today, you know, we kind of took some notes for you guys, and we composed this, right? We're not going to act like that this is something we don't prepare for, right? Because I'm a firm believer, and I know that we send each other these messages of proper preparation prevents poor performance. So we want to make sure that we're prepared for you guys. So with having an alpha mentality, it doesn't mean you're going to dominate all the time.
Right. No, it doesn't. And I think that's where a failure comes in, right? Because what a failure is, from failures, you learn to succeed.
That's true. That's true. So take, I'm looking at Kobe, you know, Michael Jordan has this thing, about if you, he took 900, game winning shots. Okay. 900. Okay. But he only hit 140 of those things. Right. So Michael Jordan, when he missed the first, I don't know, however many it was, did he stop?
Of course not.
Where did most of his success come from?
From the failures.
It did, right? Yeah. So what do you say to somebody that is consistently doing something, but they're not yielding the results?
You can analyze what it is that you're doing and what you need to change, right? Because, I mean, the definition of that is to keep doing the same thing and expecting the same results.
Yep, that's true.
Right? So if you're failing, if you're not learning, you're just failing, then you're just failing. But if you're learning from your failures, that's where success will eventually becomes inevitable.
You know, I'm glad you said that. So many people, we all need to understand this as a human race. Right. I mean, you think about from the beginning of building a freaking tire, dude. I mean, that was almost like a stone or something, you know? And then what it's evolved to now, even if you take, you know, the cell phones, I'm an 80s baby, and I remember the brick phones, you know? Watch your mouth. I remember what it was, and now it's like a computer.
Yeah,
you know, virtually in the handheld, right? So, I think that here's something I strongly want to stress a point on, is that everybody under the sound of my voice and Jeff's voice right now, let me inform you that no matter how good, no matter how bad, and bad can become bad, let me remind you that you have a 100% track record of beating bad days. Yeah. How important is that to help people who are listening, or maybe the people that you're coaching right now? How important is that for them to hear that?
I think it's everything, because I think as humans in general, we tend to, when things go bad, we tend to focus on them, right? The great ones, they see the bad days as a learning opportunity, right? It's not what's happening to you, it's happening for you. And if you change that mindset, you change that aspect in life, you start realizing, like, hey, how can this make me better, right? When you have that bad day, all right, well, this day was bad, tomorrow's going to be better. If you have an optimistic point of view, changes things for you.
Damn, I wish I could stop and take some notes right there. Hey, that's the time for you to stop and take some notes. Happening for you, not to you. Because does it seem to you that more people, that when you say things happen to you, is it more like a victim mentality, or they just don't understand that, like, this is creating the better version of themselves?
I think it's a little bit of both, right? Because you might be stuck in the victim mentality because you don't know any better. But then that also comes to show, like, hey, what are you doing to grow to change that mindset, right?
That's good. So what we want to convey today is, I'm telling you, we're going to run out of time talking about listen, I don't want to call this like the lucky rabbit foot or something like that, but Jeff and I, we took some time to build up five like core principles that we both strongly believe that you need to develop in order to have the trajectory on what you want to, right? Whether that means, you know, having the right mindset, you know, and dominating in areas on which you want to in life.
Right.
I think that these five things, and it's not like these are the only five things, but just from, you know, the success that you got. Yeah. This is our show. We want to give you guys our perspective, right?
Right.
You know, we have a little bit of success, right? So we want to share that with you. Again, regular people, we want to show you guys how to win, right? So these five things we want you all to consider. So we probably won't have time to go over all of this because we want you guys to listen to us on your morning drive, right? You know, get on your Peloton like me, you know? He hates my
Peloton. Don't get on your Peloton, guys. This guy sends me videos of him on his Peloton. I kick his ass, by the way, on the watch.
Hey, so. he's just mad because he loves Cody. But that's another conversation. Hey, shout out to Cody, man. That dude, he is eccentric, man. Let me just tell you that, right?
Oh, is that the guy with the Instagram memes?
Yeah.
All over the place? Oh, yeah, okay.
Cody, dude.
See, I don't even know his name, but I know his
videos. Oh, dude, I'm on there, man. Hey, Cody, I can name all of them, right? But he's eccentric. But so back to this. So five things, right? You're on your way to work right now. You may be, you know, getting your workout in the evening, whatever that is. Maybe you're on your way home. These five things, really quick. We want to keep these conversations with you under 30 minutes, right? That way it's kind of like, you know, a plug and go, right?
Yep.
So I'm gonna give them to you first, and then we're gonna try to cover as much ground as we can, and then we're gonna lead this on over to the next conversation, next episode that we
definitely
have.
Definitely, right? Tune in if you want to listen in.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna give you these five, and then hang tight. We're gonna get with you. So number one is imagination, right? That's a really strong, important, you know, core principle. The second one is gratitude. Third one is having faith. Fourth is overcoming fear, and number five is dream big. So imagination. That's sitting this for just like a moment because, oh my God, right? I love like the imagination principle of this because, you know, Albert Einstein says this. He says that imagination is everything. It's the preview of life's coming attractions. Yeah. So that's it right there, right? Mm-hmm. So when you were thinking about alpha mentality, right? And you were thinking about the dog business, right? You would think about the industry that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
What was the imagination going into that? Like, what made you like plug and play and go, you know what? I'm going to follow this dream here.
Damn, that's a lot to just wrap up in a few minutes. But I think the biggest thing was I kind of played into the last one that you said, dream big, right? If you don't have the imagination, how the hell are you going to dream big, right? So as you guys can tell how they're all going to kind of play in a factor together. But I think the biggest thing with your imagination is if you don't have one, if you can't picture yourself doing something, which is something we're also going to talk about, right? Envisioning the win. It's never going to happen.
Visualization.
Yes.
That's a big, like, I don't understand how, you know, well, I guess I do because at one point I didn't know what that was, you know, visualizing.
It takes time.
Yeah, it does. I had a mentor who told me, he said that he would envision all of his wins in his life. And in fact, he would write them down. He would put them in his rear view mirror in his car. He would put it on the seat. And then sometimes he said he would put it on the outside mirror, right? Just as constant reminders, right?
Yeah.
But imagination is so key, right? Because again, it's like the preview. It's like what God downloads to you from time to time. You know, get this, right? So you may be thinking like, you know, you want to win in a certain area or something was like given to you. Like, hey, I want to be a millionaire. That is not by mistake, ladies and gentlemen. Like, that's something that God gave you. He gave you a glimpse of what you can, right?
Yeah.
But again, he's only going to give it to you in like these little puzzle pieces from time to time, right? So when you're putting together the life that you want and designing it, you know, on purpose, right? Imagination is so key. So how does somebody exercise like their imagination? How do they know? Like, how did you know when it was time for you to say, okay, this isn't just my mind just thinking crazy, right? This is like something is really in me. Like, can you go back to a time where you said, you know what, dude, this isn't happening on mistake. This is happening on purpose.
Yeah, actually, I think when I actually created the logo for the doctrine business, right? Okay. Because imagination turns to a visualization right in front of my eyes. Like, all right, there it is, right? Now we start expanding on it and you started taking the fruits of the labor of it, right? You started noticing like, okay, someone else is wearing that now. I kid you not, right? Me and my wife, we went to Costco and we're in Costco. We're shopping for the dog's food, funny. But then someone sees my t-shirt. Obviously, I'm wearing my logo. And he's like, hey, I know that. I follow them on Instagram. I was like, yeah. He's like, are you part of them? I was like, yeah, I'm the owner. He's like, oh my God, we ended up training this
really
dog. Yeah. So the logo literally stood out to someone. So that right there was enough to me to see like, all right, the imagination's coming true. Like we're starting to be recognized.
Dude, that's so crazy. That's so good. I just remember, just really quick, I had a client. I just traveled to the Midwest. And before I got there, they called me. They needed some help with some retirement stuff. And I knew that they were a little old school, so they were outdated with like, mm-hmm. you know, terminology. Mm-hmm. Right. And I just seen the clothes, like the conversations we were going to have.
You visualized the wins.
Yeah, I seen the objections. I was like, okay, dad's going to say this. The mom's going to say this, right? And then when we got there, it all almost happened, like 90% of it happened, even to the time where we were, you know, signing some documents and stuff. And I do that no matter how big, no matter how small, right? So imagination, I think, is so essential again, right? So I know we're going to run out of time, but the second one, we got to hit this one because I think this one's going to be really big for you. So the second principle is gratitude, right? Mm. That's a space that most people don't understand. So when I say gratitude, like what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Being grateful, right? Being grateful for whatever it is. I mean, I think when you do think of gratitude is we take a lot of things for granted because especially people that are never satisfied mentality, you may get a win, but then you're not grateful for that win because you still want more, right? And then you may forget to be grateful in that moment, right? Talking about celebrating the small wins.
Ooh, I just got goosebumps. Celebrating the small wins.
It's not the only time he gets goosebumps.
This is my bromance on camera, right? So with gratitude, you know, most people, they overestimate what they can do in a year, but mm-hmm. they underestimate what they can do in the next 3 to 5 years of their life, right? Yeah. Let me give you an example. So most people, they'll say, oh, I want to be a millionaire, dude. Like, I can't, like, that's the desire in me. Yeah, that's there, right? But you don't have this attitude of gratitude along the way. You may have started off making 20 G's, you know, mm-hmm. at your job, whatever you were doing. But if you go from 20 to 50, right, most people, they still stay in this space of dissatisfaction, right? And you got to be very careful with this, right? Because you see, you were given a blessing of going from 20 to 50. What's the percentage on that? That's a pretty big jump, right? So, you know, if you're not careful, you'll miss the opportunity of gratitude if you don't appreciate that jump, right? And I think that, man, I cannot stress to you how important it is to have this attitude of gratitude. It's the most overlooked principle, I think, out of all five of these that people really just don't understand. So attitude of gratitude is really big, right? So we got three more that we need to attack. Mm-hmm. Right. We got three more. We got having faith. We also have overcoming fear and dream big.
Right.
I don't know why these set up to be the last ones. Right. But here's the crazy thing is that since we want to keep people to 30 minutes, mm-hmm. it seems like we're getting close to that time right now. Right.
Yeah. I mean, we still got some time.
OK.
Yeah.
OK. So let's go ahead and give them a cliffhanger. Right. Let's give them the next one. And then we'll promise to jump back into the last two on the next episode. And then we got a slew of things lined up, you know, in terms of like guests. And, you know, you guys will probably get tired of me all the time. Jeff is he's the radio voice over here. Right. But
best voice.
So the third one is having faith.
Having faith.
So what does faith mean to you?
Damn, that's a loaded question. Having faith is believing in what it is, whatever it is you're seeing in your imagination, in your dream, right? Because I think a lot of times dreams in general, a lot of people say, oh, dream big, right? Oh, go follow your dreams. But then you'll have the naysayers be like, that's a pretty big dream, man. You better tailor that down a little bit. But if you have faith in your dream, can no one take that away from you, right? So
that's good. That's good. I was told by a mentor of mine, he said faith is spelled R-I-S-K, right? So there's got to be a risk and having faith, right? So hear this part right here. So faith, by defining it, is the substance of things that are hoped for, but they're not seen, right? Yeah. So like we all believe in the wind, but nobody in here has ever seen the wind.
Yeah.
Like catch the wind in a bottle. That'd be pretty crazy, right? So, you know, when you're downloading the idea of this imagination and your dreams and all of these things that are obviously, you know, beneficial for you having success and dominance in your life, remember, if you can see it, that's not faith.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they operate in their own logic and they operate within their own understanding. Right. So their ceiling is kind of cut off in terms of their ability to get to the next level, because there's a magic to thinking big. Notice it's like, there's a book called Magic of Thinking Big.
Someone actually put that on our Instagram, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, the books that they can relate to, or I forgot what it was that we had on the Instagram, but someone put the Magic of Thinking Big was one of the books that came up to help change their mentality. That's what it was.
So why isn't it called the Magic of Thinking Small?
Thinking small doesn't get you anywhere, right?
It doesn't. It doesn't, right?
Keeps you right where you're at.
It doesn't. So faith is really important to ground yourself in, right? So check this out, right? How do you expect to have something big? You know, if like you see something, and the thing about faith too, is that you get downloaded these dreams to yourself,
right?
And you have to be very careful about sharing those dreams with other people, right? Because that was a gift that was given to you, you know? Like that was downloaded to you. So, you know, you got to be very guarded in your faith and how you pursue whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. I think that that's very, very crucial, right? So that was the third thing. I think in terms of where we are of content time, right?
I think we got to stop right there.
Yeah, I think we do.
You know, right? We got a lot of stuff to share with you, but if we give you guys all a piece of the pie, you're never going to come back.
That's right, man. So. We want you to come back for grandma's peach cobbler, apple pie, right? What are they eating in El Salvador? What's the?
Pupusas.
Pupusas. Okay, there you go, right? So there you go. Now you know.
I'm Salvadoran, if you guys didn't know. So he just gave you guys a little insight.
So now you can stalk him, right? By the way, he has green freaking eyes, right? He bought them from somebody on the black market. No, I'm just kidding. So take us on out of here, partner.
All right, guys. So we appreciate you guys' time. Next episode, be ready. We're going to go over the last three things. You want to let them know what those last three things are really quick?
I'm not. I'm going to make them wait, dude.
There you go.
I'm going to make them wait. Actually, there's two. So there's just overcoming fear and then the magic of really dreaming big, right? Yeah. And we got a whole, like, again, we really sweatshopped this one out. So we thank you guys for joining us, right?
Always,
we want to be able to spend, you know, impactful time, right? We want you to be a part of our crusade of getting this message out. You know, hopefully, you know, if you're like us, we were inspired, right? I can name a whole bunch of people who inspired me to start a podcast and have conversations with people, right? But I'll tell you this, we appreciate this journey that you're on with us, right? Yeah. We love you. We respect you. We hope to see you in our futures and at the top or the side or the bottom or whichever way you come.
Wherever you're from.
Right. We hope that you're a part of our alpha mentality. God bless.
Peace.